Stay tuned to Radio Galari. Hope you've been enjoying your day. Well, next week on Monday, the 20th of March, Girls from Oz return to Horse Creek, doing a week-long program in performing arts. And on the line, we're catching up with Kylie Lee Archer, the Girls from Oz program director and member of the Girls from Oz board. G'day, Kylie. Thanks for having a chat to us.
Hey, thanks, Russell. It's really nice to be talking with you.
Well, you're once again heading off to Horse Creek, but first, Kylie, tell us a bit about the Girls from Oz.
Yeah, Girls from Oz is a it's really the philanthropic part of the Australian Girls Choir. So the AGC has been going in Australia for 33 years, and we run classes and big concerts in each of our capital cities, so Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And the staff and the directors of the Australian Girls Choir looked at each other, it's actually 10 years ago this year, and said, well, this is great. What we're doing in the metropolitan cities is fantastic, but what about all the girls who are in places where they can't access these kinds of programs? And so, interestingly, Halls Creek was actually the very first program that we started, and we visited the school in Halls Creek, and we talked with the women in the community to find out what they thought their girls needed in particular, because, of course, there's the Australian Girls Choir, and now Girls from Oz, Girls is our girls are our focus. So we spoke to the girls themselves, to the mothers, to the aunties, to the nanas, to find out what they thought the girls might enjoy. And our thing is performing arts. So we sing and dance with them, and we've been doing that in Horse Creek for 8 years now.
No worries. And it must be a great thing, especially for girls from Oz going to small towns or communities and regional areas, and a great one for the young girls.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear you say it's good for Girls from Oz, because it is great for us. We, as essentially white fella from the city, most of us, we get to come and experience life in beautiful parts of the country that we might otherwise not experience. So when I went to Halls Creek for the first time, it was my first time in Western Australia. It was my first time in the Kimberley, and certainly my first time in Halls Creek. And since then, I've developed a really deep love for the country and for the girls in Halls Creek. And I hope and I feel pretty confident that for the girls it's also a great experience. They get to meet people from different parts of Australia. And, and singing and dancing is something that many of them love very much. They like to, have a go at some hip-hop and some lyrical dancing, to sing all different songs from different places, and actually most importantly to do it together with their friends and to deepen the relationships that they have with their school peers, and to take risks together, to be brave, to combat. Certainly for some of the girls in Horse Creek, they've got a really big one of their big challenges is that they're dealing with issues of shame, as they call it, of course. And singing and dancing requires them to really break down some of those barriers that actually many of them have built up for themselves.
And Kylie, when you've done these workshops or anywhere, but maybe even Horse Creek, what's sort of their final product? Do they get up and perform in front of the school, or do they make any little videos or recordings of their acts or singing and dancing and stuff like that?
Yeah, they do. So we, in the beginning, when we first went to Halls Creek 8 years ago, the girls were very shy and very timid. So performing was really, really hard for them. But over the years, we've tried lots of different things. And you're exactly right. Just starting with a little performance for some of the teachers at school, or we did some performances where, like, the older girls at school would perform for the little kids, which is a really nice thing for both the performers and the little kids. But then we started to branch out a bit, and the Halls Creek girls, a few years ago, we went up the road to Kununurra and they sang at the Barramundi concert as part of the Ord Valley Muster. Last year, we actually had a really great performance, a community performance in town, and the girls packed out the school's performing arts centre. It was standing room only by the time all the audience were in. And one of the highlights of that performance was that we worked together, the school, Halls Creek District High School, and Girls from Oz and the Kimberley Language Resource Centre. We worked together, and the women from the Kimberley Language Resource Centre, they translated the chorus of I Am Australian into the two local languages, Dinjaru and Gidja. And so the girls in that performance, they actually had the opportunity to sing in their own local language. And you can imagine that the audience, the local people, the girls' parents and friends were very impressed that they were able to learn that and to sing confidently in language. So that was exciting. But I guess another part of the performance that the girls do, the kind of outcome of the program, is that we choose 8 girls every year at the end of the year to travel back to one of the big cities and to sing with the Australian Girls Choir. So that's where we get that really nice link between the girls, for example, in Perth, or in last year the girls from Halls Creek went to Brisbane. So the Australian Girls Choir girls in Brisbane in November hosted girls from Halls Creek, and the Halls Creek girls got to go and see what life's like in Brisbane.
All right, and you must have found some hidden gems, eh? Very talented girls anywhere?
Absolutely, yeah. There's, you know, I think lots of young girls are particularly, you know, talented in either singing or dancing, and some of them, of course, are lucky and they're talented in both. But it's also, of course, a lot about confidence. So the girls, there might be, as you say, some hidden gems, girls who are beautiful dancers, but their confidence is really low. And so they're too ashamed to share that with other people. So a really important part of the program is in the classroom is to create a really safe space for the girls, as you say, that those hidden gems, to have a go, to see, actually, you know, my friends were encouraging and the GEOS teachers were kind and I'm pretty good at this. And then over time they build their confidence, and you're right, we get to see their hidden talents come out on stage.
And Kylie, you're in Carnarvon at the moment, and of course coming to Horse Creek, then I believe off to Cuddenara.
Yeah, that's right. So this week, Girls From Oz are in Carnarvon, where we work with Carnarvon Community College girls. And then next week we go to Halls Creek, and we actually work with the boys and girls in primary school, and then we just focus on the girls in high school. In May, we're intending to take the girls from Halls Creek to Cuddenara, as you say, to sing at the street party as part of the Ord Valley Muster. So that's an exciting performance opportunity for the girls. And the other thing we do, which I also get to do, I'm very lucky to travel around, we also run a program in Lockhart River, which is on the far north of the east coast of Australia. So we get, you know, some really different experiences in such different parts of our beautiful country.
And Kylie, maybe there's schools listening in different parts of the Kimberley or Pilbara at the moment, and maybe they want to get involved or to have girls from Oz come to their schools or communities to facilitate these programs. How could they go about that?
Well, they should make contact with us. We'd love to speak to anyone who's interested in Girls from Oz. So a good place to start is our website, www.girlsfromoz.org.au. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and that's all just Girls from Oz, GIRLSFROMOZ, Girls from Oz. So anyone who'd like to look us up, we'd just love to hear from people in the Kimberley and around and about the place who are interested in knowing a bit more about the program.
No worries. And finally, Kylie, any girls out there maybe listening at the moment, any advice for them, not just for this program, but just in life in general? Don't be ashamed and give it a go, anything.
Yep, that's pretty much it. I think, you know, I heard the principal here at Carnarvon Community College, he uses the phrase, leave your shame at the door.
Yeah.
And I really like that idea. We invite the girls in to the classroom or onto the stage or into their job or things like that, and just to leave their shame at the door and give things a go. I think that will make a really big difference to everyone's lives, and then everyone else gets to experience the wonderful things that they can contribute.
No worries. Well, Kylie, thanks for having a yarn to us, and we hope you enjoy your stay up here in the Kimberley next week.
Thanks very much, Russell. I always enjoy my stay in the Kimberley. It's a beautiful place.